Good morning. It is March the 24th. That means it's Thursday. And B2B, it's the topic for Thursdays. Today, it's about social media strategy. And right from the show notes, what it says, and the show notes link will be pasted there in chat so you can see that and click on it. Thank you, Kelvin. The show notes says what your B2B social media strategy needs to succeed. Very important word there. And how easy it is to assign duties with a checklist of goals to get that job done. So having a social media strategy might include having a checklist who gets to do what, right? So instead of trying to heap it all onto your already busy plate, let's look at it in terms of a checklist. But before we do that, we're going to talk about the differences between B2B, business to business, and B2C, or business to computer consumer social media. I always call them computer consumers because just about everybody you meet online has got a computer. I just call me lucky, but that's the way it's been so far. B2B social media is going to be focused on conversions, on site traffic, voice, and leads. Okay, that's one of the things they do. Business to consumer social media is going to focus on audience growth, engagement reports, sentiment, and brand health. How's the brand doing in terms of what the consumers are saying about us? So B2C versus B2B, there's some difference. And they're all spelled out. There's several of them listed in the infographic that we provided in the show notes. Oh, and I'm supposed to say thanks for the infographic from Sprout, just like trout, the fish. Sprout Social made this infographic originally, and I give them credit for that. I forgot to do that at the beginning. And it's nice and blue. It's a big one. It's, if you print it out, it's 5 pages tall on 8.5 by 11 paper, which was, I think, might be the biggest infographic we've ever printed up.
Yeah, I think so.
So anyway, they go on to say it's not just about LinkedIn if you're on B2B. Okay. 63% of the marketers say that LinkedIn is the most effective B2B platform of any of them. And any of them is the Facebooks and the Twitters and so forth. But at the same time that you're going to focus on using LinkedIn for your B2B, you also want to give it a go with Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus and YouTube. I like YouTube. Pinterest, which surprised me the other day. I did some stats on the Cook Report on this program. Pinterest is number one. We get more referrals from Pinterest, more engagement than any other social platform, which I would have lost a bet with Kelvin on that one. He would have bet me lunch and I'd be flying over to Cambridge and buy him lunch. That would have been expensive. The wife wouldn't have gone for that, let alone being 3:30 in the morning. So anyway, let's talk real quick about this checklist for social media for B2B. You want to successfully target a specific audience. If you have to outsource and hire someone to determine what your audience is, spend the money, save the time, get it done right. Okay. Don't come back to me in 3 months and say, oh, you know, I did that checklist and it didn't work for me. I said, who do you hire? That's the first thing I'm going to say. Well, I did it myself. I said, well, fire that guy. Use more than one social media platform. So once you find out where you're going to go to get your specific audience, to find that user, find out where they go and explore all of those platforms that they go to. Even if they're only 40% there or on Twitter, well, then chase Twitter down, okay, and polish that app and get that to work. Very important is publish content that is relatable to your audience in your industry. If the audience is looking for social media sizes, and I just released a spreadsheet that does that. It updates automatically and all the dimensions on the images. So if that's the content that your people, your customers want to see, your businesses that you associate with, give them that, because that's the expectation they're going to have. Have social media goals that are clearly defined and documented. That is to say, I can email an attachment, a piece of paper to Kelvin and say the goals are these. And then him as the consultant would say, well, you know, this having 50,000 members of your community is a little bit far-fetched. We need to get back to real earth, something like that. And of course, he'll do it with a British accent, which I can never come close to. Use social media metrics to measure your efforts. You can't fix it if you don't know what's broke, and you won't know what's broke if you don't measure it. So don't be afraid of setting up some Google dashboards to determine how long people are spending your site, how many pages do they visit, et cetera, et cetera. See how your competitors use B2B social media. Why not? If you know somebody that's just rocking it and killing it in social media, oh, I'll never be as good as Google or some other B2B company. Maybe it's GoDaddy. Find out what they're doing. Maybe you can be half as good, which will pay the bills. Okay? So there's the checklist. All the show notes will be available on thecookreport.podbean.com and also in that link that Kelvin has kindly pasted there in chat. So if you're watching this in the Blab profile, there's two links for you right there. Shout out time. Big thank you to Fraser Ramsey over at Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. Once again, they've stepped up, made us a new graphic for the new dimensions that Blab has blessed us with. And we're using that. If you go to the schedule, blab.im, you'll see it there. And a shout out and thank you to Corinder for his efforts. And his link will be in the show notes. And to Kevin Scullion, albummediadigital.com. I probably shouldn't mention anything about the walking thing. If you want to know about what the walking thing is, just ask Kevin. He's the champ, okay? That's all I'm going to say. Big thank you to blab.im. Their efforts at making this all work and come together are very well received. And I like it a lot. It's a great interface and only going to get better. So, did I forget anything?
I think you've covered nearly all the points today.
Very good. And we have links for you, too, in the chat. And soon I'll release the – how am I going to do it? I'm not sure yet. But the social media sizes spreadsheet that's always up to date by virtue of the dynamic way it's built in Google Sheets. I'll have that out to you, too. And like I say at the other side of the show, at the end, I say those three magic words –
it's a wrap.